Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
And welcome into Coffee Break. I'm Troy Shockley. I do appreciate you joining us this snowy Wednesday morning. You can now also catch our show on your schedule if you missed part of today's show, if you missed another show this week. We've got the Coffee Break podcast. You can find us at coffeebreak959.podbean.com, or you can just go to our website. It's kcap.com, and there's a link to the podcast there as well. Joining us is Lindsay Brogan. Lindsay is with the American Business Women's Association. Lindsay, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
You're actually the president, right?
I am, yes.
You know everything there is to know about the ABWA. It's hard to get those letters out early in the morning. One of our few snowy mornings of the winter, and we said, hey, come on out in it.
I like it. It's a little winter wonderland, and it's about time winter showed up for me.
Yeah, we usually have a better view. Right now, it just looks a little white. But can you tell us, Lindsay, just what is the American Business Women's Association? I mean, I think we can all take a pretty good guess, but we're going to get very basic. So can you tell us a little bit more about what it is?
For sure. It's a national organization or association. Our mission ultimately is to bring together businesswomen to diverse occupations, provide opportunities for them to grow personally and professionally through leadership, education, networking, and then again, national recognition.
Okay. And so what does that look like in practice?
We meet on a monthly basis, at least once a month. We have usually a professional development program. So someone comes in to speak and teach us about something new, whether it's, LinkedIn 101 or it's sales or marketing or just better ways to build yourself. Networking, it's bringing a wide variety of different women across the Helena community together to talk about our professions, how we can help each other, lend support. And then the national organization meets a couple times a year. So there's a regional conference as well as a national one.
So this is very valuable. I mean, this is more than just you pay your dues and sign up and you have a line to put on your resume. And then there's continuing education, there's information, there's a lot of stuff here.
Most definitely, yes.
So how did you get involved? I mean, give us the Lindsay Brogan story.
I had moved to Helena probably about 5 years ago. I didn't know anyone. I had a couple of women that I worked with that were a part of the organization invited me to join. I got sucked in pretty quickly. Once I was going to a national conference, my first one was in Kansas City, I felt truly the sisterhood of the organization, of just how big it really is, how much people are willing to help. And it was a great way for me to meet people in the Helena community.
How many people in the Helena community are part of this?
We have about 25 members at this time.
So there's room to grow.
Oh, most definitely.
We need more members, and we're going to talk about that. We're going to get you. Somebody is going to call you by the end of the day, I promise. Right now, you're working on the 2019 Salute to Women Awards Luncheon. When is that happening?
It is March 14th.
Okay.
We're currently looking for nominations for the Salute to Women Luncheon. So we want to honor those women that have done great deeds out in our community, whether it's through their community service, their leadership efforts, or, people that go above and beyond in their work community as well.
Okay. And the luncheon, I mean, it sounds like it's really designed to recognize women who have shown exemplary leadership, success in their chosen profession, right?
Most definitely, yes.
So what does the luncheon look like?
Yeah, so we actually partnered with the Seroptimus International of Helena organization as well. So both of us have kind of got together, and every March, kind of in conjunction with the International Women's Day, want to honor women in our community. So we have a Woman of the Year, which is through the YWCA, which they nominate. And then we have a Woman of Achievement who, again, it's their involvement in community or commitment to Helena community that works to improve the lives of women through whether it's social and economic empowerment or, again, the people that go above and beyond at their workplace.
Yeah. And so before we get to that point where we're handing out those awards, we need those nominations because some people, you don't know all the people, right? So you're needing to collect nominations from folks in the community for these awards. Give us some information about that. I mean, you gave the names of the awards that we're looking for, but what are those mean? How do people get that information to you?
Yeah, most definitely. So you can find the nomination form at www.salutetowomen.net. What we're looking for in regards to nominees is just, again, people that have involvement and commitment in the community, the scope of their impact, leadership, mentorship efforts, and their I guess, help to advance others, and then any accomplishments within their professional industry field or area of interest. So it's filling out a nominations form. It is a pretty extensive form, but we're trying to gather as much information as possible. That way we can look through the different applicants and pick truly the best woman.
And the deadline's coming up, right? It's January 31st, which would make it next, I'm trying to do math in my head, a week from tomorrow.
Yes, correct.
And that's when people have to have those nominations in. So you got a little time, but not a lot of time.
Correct.
Okay. And it's got to be pretty neat to be able to hand out those awards at this luncheon and see the women receive those awards. It's really a pretty high honor to be nominated by your peers, by people in the community, then get that award and be recognized. What's that like to be able to do that and to see those women get those awards?
It's an amazing feeling to truly watch these women that I don't think always are recognized to actually get some gratification and just to see the support of the Helena community. So, I mean, the luncheon brings in hundreds of people. And again, you get to walk across stage with, you know, other women that are doing great things within the community. You have the support of your male and female peers out there. So it is. It's an honor to even be at the luncheon and to watch this in progress.
And those that are being nominated, they don't have to be a member of the association, right?
Correct.
Okay. And what about people attending the luncheon? I mean, do you have to be a member to attend the luncheon?
You don't have to be a member to attend the luncheon. Tickets are $35 a person or $350 for a table. So we have a lot of businesses out there that have purchased an entire table and kind of joining together to support the Helena community and the women in it.
Okay. And that's not happening until March, the mm-hmm. luncheon, but can people get tickets now?
Yes, they can certainly buy tickets. Again, more information is at that www.salutetowomen.net, who you can contact, where to buy tickets, and the nomination forms are all on there.
Okay. And proceeds, as I understand it, aren't going back into your coffers, and you're not going to have a big vacation at, you know, when the summer comes around. This goes to benefit the YWCA, right?
Yes. Proceeds definitely don't go to the president, that is for sure. Part of the proceeds go to the YWCA and supporting that. And the other, we split between ABWA and Sir Optimus International. That money we actually put back into the community and offer scholarships for young girls and women that are going to school.
Okay. Very cool. That's got to be neat, too. I mean, you're handing out the awards and then you get to hand out this money to organizations doing phenomenal things.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, that's a win all the way around.
Most definitely.
So if people want to find out more about the ABWA specifically, where should they do that or who should they call?
They can call me or they can also email me. Email address is lindsay.l.brogan@gmail.com. More than happy to take any questions. We actually do have a website as well, so it's just under the ABWA Big Sky chapter. If you Google that, it'll pop up with our exact address.
Okay, and we've got a couple minutes left. I just wanted to ask you, we talked about the different things that the ABWA does as far as just continuing growth and education. What has it meant for you personally, being a part of this for the last several years?
It's an amazing organization. It truly is. It's hard to explain what the sisterhood does and how close the people are within our organization and chapter. I think when people are having hard times, whether it's personal or professional, it's an uplifting organization to be a part of. If you're looking at honing in your business skills, whether it's, again, a sales, a marketing, or if it's trying to learn how to get LinkedIn or advertisement out there, like that's something that we're able to offer. There's online courses that you can take as well through it that are offered free or extremely cheap through a membership.
And this is not just executives and presidents of companies. And I mean, this is professional businesswomen. I mean, I don't want to make it sound like it's that elite, like, and people saying, well, I don't reach that level. That can't be me. If you're a businesswoman in Helena, this can be for you, right?
It's honestly a wide variety of people, whether it's people that have businesses from home, accounting people, we have HR, we do have business owners, but we have all the way to sometimes it's just single mothers looking for some support and, you know, whether they're selling Scentsy from their house, whatever it is. It's a wide variety of people that get together and really it's just great networking opportunities.
Okay. So run down for us the specifics on these things again. I'm trying to remember all that we talked about. If you want to find out about the ABWA, I knew I was going to mess that up. There's a website or they can email you, right?
Correct, yes. There's also a link on the www.salutetowomen.net to both Stroptimus International as well as the ABWA organization. So definitely a ton of information out there. There's contact information that's on there. And again, I'm more than happy to answer any questions, concerns people may have. We meet every Wednesday. It's just not every Wednesday, the second Wednesday of every month. Usually it's kind of a moving target, but more than happy to have guests attend.
Okay, and the awards luncheon is coming up this spring. It's in March. You can buy tickets for that. They're $35, or businesses can buy a full table, and you can get in on those tickets right now.
Correct.
Okay, and then you need nominations. That's the big thing. We need to submit a nomination for our awards for this luncheon, and the deadline for that is January 31st. I know I made you give it a couple of times. We'll give it one more time. What's the website for people to get those nomination forms?
www.salutetowomen.net.
Super easy to remember, right? Lindsay, I promised you it wouldn't be that difficult. I think we filled that promise, right?
I hope so.
Yeah. No, that wasn't that bad. Lindsay Brogan with the American Business Women's Association. Lindsay, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
Stick around. More Coffee Break coming up after this. I just wanted to step away from the show for a few seconds to tell you that if you miss an episode, you can always catch up. We're on iTunes, so find our show there or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Local and area events, city, state, and national officials, your neighbors doing incredible things. We talk to them all on Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk. Coffee Break is sponsored by Kelly DeWolf, your reverse mortgage funding specialist at 1422 Cedar Street, Helena. Kelly DeWolf, reverse mortgage specialist. For details, contact him at kellydewolf@reversefunding.com. Now, back to our show. Welcome back into Coffee Break. Thanks for sticking around. Finishing out the show today, Patricia Spencer. She's the woman who knows all there is to know about the Lewis and Clark Library. Patty, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you very much.
It's typically John that joins us for Library Talk, but we get a special treat with you today.
Yeah, this is kind of fun. A little early, but yeah. And thanks for the snow. I really appreciated that.
Yeah, well, you know, usually we have, I said in the first half, usually we actually have a very nice view out this window.
But, yeah, not so much today.
If we get lucky, you'll see the big snowplow come by here at the airport here in a little bit.
if I get distracted.
It's actually really, really neat. We have some fine news. You know, we'll start off very exciting. Let's talk about all, you know, people that owe fines. What's going on with that as far as the library?
So over the weekend, John Finn, our director, in speaking with some of the county commissioners, really looking at the impact the furlough is starting to have on our community. One of the things that we can do as a library to help is to alleviate fines. So what we opted to do is decide to stop charging fines until the shutdown is over, and that is for everybody. We still would like our library materials back, please, right, as you're looking at me like, woo.
Yeah. Free books.
This doesn't take away anybody who's in collections, but please come in and talk to our friendly public services staff. They can help assist with those questions. But we did do it retroactive back to December 22nd, which is when the shutdown began. Yeah. So fines are not being charged at this time. Just as a way for us to try and help the community and everybody who's being impacted. One less thing to worry about.
One of those, hey, it's a small thing, but, you know, it can be a big thing.
Yes, it can. Every little bit helps. And we're also trying to compile some information of other agencies and organizations that are helping so that we can provide that to patrons when they inquire.
Okay. And you have a lot of events coming up. You always have events coming up at the library. It's a spinning door over there. The first thing, though, maybe there's a seminar with Jeremy Evans. He's an author. He's going to teach some folks how to get published, it sounds like.
Yes. Real interesting gentleman. He wrote a book on being a ski bum and went through the self-publishing process and then also working with publishers, and is going to come share a little bit of his experience, not only as a writer, which he has some amazing stories. I mean, just being a ski bum in general and all the places he's traveled, but the process of publishing, which is to a lot of people daunting and really what prevents them from pursuing a writing career. So he's going to share a little bit of his perspectives, give some tips and techniques. And then he has a new book coming out and he's going to talk about that a little bit. So I think it's going to be a great seminar. We would love it if people could register. Not the end of the world if you don't, but it's Friday, January 25th from 11 to 1 at the library.
Yeah, and that's coming up at the library. He's a really interesting guy. He's from Lake Tahoe, so that's a bummer to have to live in Lake Tahoe.
Yeah, rough.
you know, but yeah, he does have that book coming out. It's about a famous snowboarder that sort of mysteriously disappeared on Mount Everest.
Yes.
And it's going to be a really cool story. He's also written a book on like the relation between the surfing community and the tuna fishermen.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's a lot of cool nonfiction stuff. What's it like to be able to get folks in like that to talk with the public? I mean, this isn't just Joe Schmo. Hey, he's going to he watched a YouTube video, so he's going to talk to you now. This is a guy that knows his stuff.
And he's lived it. One of the really cool things is his aunt, Mary Lee Evans, works at our public services desk. And that's how we connected with Jeremy. And listening to her retell some of his stories, and then in the process of getting ready for his trip to Helena, learning more about his stories, he is truly a storyteller. And he has had some amazing experiences. Some of the best ones have not made it into print. And so I'm hoping he'll share a few more of those details. But he's had some, I mean, just the year and a little bit research I did, the year living as a ski bum and traveling around the country and the people he encountered, how you're treated, how you're perceived, how that ends up shaping you. It's really, really interesting. And then taking two communities, the tuna fishing and the surfing, who seem to be, you know, working in a same area, would have the same goals and ideals, and they don't.
Right.
And yeah, totally fascinating.
Yeah, so I think it ought to be really good because he's also a teacher. You know, he used to be a journalist. He teaches writing. I mean, this is going to be a really cool thing. Is that something that you hear often from people? I mean, you're the library, so you must randomly hear, hey, I wrote a book. I want to write a book, but how would I get it published?
We do. We had a lot of people coming in saying, I want to be an author, or I have this idea, or I'd like to illustrate. So Suzanne Switzenberg, our adult services librarian, is very mindful of that. And so she's always looking for people who have a new or interesting approach or a different perspective or willing to come and share their experience. And that's the hard part. Sometimes it's hard to get up there in front of a group of people and say, okay, I tried this and I failed.
Right.
Or it was took a lot longer than I thought. Or, you know, how do you keep that encouragement going? Because it's not overnight sensation.
Yeah.
I mean, J.K. Rowling, the author of Harry Potter, it was like 38 times she was told, no,
right,
this is garbage, go away.
I think living in her car or something at the time.
Yeah, it was almost
ridiculous.
So they all have great experiences. And we've been very lucky at our library to be connected with a lot of really cool authors, both fiction and nonfiction, that can come in and give a neat perspective. And that's really cool for Helena because, you know, at Helena, we have a lot on our own. But when we get somebody else that can come in and help us remember what we have, how can we write about it, how can we share it with other people, makes it even more special.
We've got a lot of stuff to get to, but I want to just quickly mention and ask you about the last time John was in. It was the day that the app became available, the new mobile app, all sorts of tools on there. You can check out mobile checkout. You can have your library card right there on your phone. How's that going?
So it's the cloud library. Mm-hmm. If you haven't downloaded it to your smartphone, please do so. It's in the Google App Store as well as in the Apple App Store. Hard to say. Really easy to download. Follow the directions. We are the only library in the state of Montana. So when you select Montana, our library comes up. For people like me, here's a small confession. All my years at the library, I lose my library card.
Yeah.
All the time. And no, I don't know my library card number. So for me, this is a great tool. My library card is scanned right into my phone. I can walk up and scan it at self-check. I can have the staff scan it. Or what's even cooler is if you are feeling really daring, you can check out your own materials with the app and
renew your book if you're, you know, hey, there's no way I'm going to finish this by tomorrow.
Yes.
You can renew your book right there.
And it gives you the notice and time to say, hey, these items are up for renewal. Would you like to renew? It also lets you know, hey, somebody else would like this item and they have it on reserve. Could you get it back to the library?
And that's just in the Google Play or App Store, that's available, right?
Yes, and it's free. It's called Cloud Library. There are only, I think, right now, three or four libraries in the nation that are even using it. We were the second library in the nation to go live with it, testing it for the company. And so far, you know, like every app and new product, it has just had its few little glitches, but overall, it's been really user-friendly, great tool to use. And a patron pointed out to me that, you know, it's CL, Cloud Library, which is the Roman numerals for 150. And, you know, we've been celebrating
our
150th.
That's fitting. I don't want to run out of time before we mention a couple things. Take your child to the library day coming up.
Yes, February 2nd. We're going to do two special programs, a special family story time at 10:30, and then a behind-the-scenes tour of the library for tweens. And we do ask for registration for that. Whole mindset behind Take Your Child to the Library Day is to get kids having positive experiences at the library and shaping their own library memories. So when you think of being a kid and when you went to the library, that's either a librarian or an event or a place that really comes to your mind. And so that's what this nationwide initiative is, to get kids engaged in the library and understanding more about the services and resources they provide to the community. So Heather Dickerson, our teen services librarian, is hosting that. All the information's on our website, and how to register for the behind the scenes tour, which is for grades 5 and up.
Okay.
Which is pretty fun.
And that's February 2nd, so that's next. We're almost in February. Oh, that's next week, yeah. Next Saturday.
Yeah, and then the following Saturday, we are also hosting a special family story time at 10:30 featuring Kate Nelson from the Montana Hope Project. She's going to come in and read from their new book and share some information about what the Montana Hope Project does and how it impacts our community. And that's through the Montana Highway Patrol, helping critically ill kids achieve their dreams. So very fun, and that'll be great. That's free and open to the public. And then we have some special guests coming in February for story time, including maybe Troy here. Maybe.
I'm choosing the picture book.
It's going to be fun. For those in the community who haven't heard, Miss Marissa, our children's librarian, is leaving us to go to Wisconsin to be with family and pursue other opportunities. So while we are in this transition period for a new librarian, we have reached out to the community leaders. And wow, everybody I asked that wanted to do story time said yes. So thank you, thank you, thank you. We have Mayor Collins coming in to do story time on February 6th and February 20th. Lisa Cordingly from the Helena Education Foundation will be with us on the 7th of February. Sergeant Jay Nelson from Montana Highway Patrol on the 13th. Troy is joining us on Valentine's Day for a special themed story time. We have Tom Cordingly, formerly of Grand Street Theater and now All Things Helena, coming on the 21st. Miss Whitney from your sister station will be joining us. Right next door. She'll be with us on the 28th. Chris Holmes from the Myrna Loy is coming in. And then in March, we have Kevin Scholar from your sales team coming in, as well as John Riley from KTVH. And then the symphony is coming to do a special musical story time as well. So we're pretty excited.
You filled out that calendar pretty well. I don't know if I fit quite with that crowd, but I appreciate the offer.
No, I think it's going to be great. And it's fun. It's preschool story time on Wednesdays and Thursdays, 10:30 in the large meeting room. They're a great audience because they're excited no matter what you read to them. Or what song you sing. And it's great when we get the community to come in and they get to interact with and learn more about their community too.
Yeah. Well, I would almost guarantee that you can convince Mayor Collins to sing.
Ooh, that's good to know. Okay.
Yeah. He's a big fan of the karaoke. So I would kind of give him a nudge and see what we can do there. And we've got about a minute left. Quickly, ACT prep course, that's going on out there too, right?
It is. Heather Dickerson, our teen services librarian, this will be the third year she's offering a test prep. Really hit a niche in our community, and it's very powerful to see the number of high school sophomores and juniors who are coming in and utilizing this free service. She began this last Sunday with students coming in, and I think we had 16 come in and take the actual full test just to see how they would do and become familiar with it. Her whole approach is, this is a test. This is to teach you how to take a test. Mm-hmm. Come in, get familiar, understand what the topics are, look to see what your strengths, what your weaknesses are, and then she does individual study sessions for science, math, and English. It's a huge schedule. It's all on our website at lclibrary.org, or you can call the library at 447-1690, and the staff will give you the schedule. It's all free of charge. She does ask that you register if you're going to take one of the practice tests, but the study sessions are drop-in.
Perfect. And so many things going on out there. There's the HCT, there's the story time. You can get behind the scenes tour for some tweens. Everything is on the website. So Patricia, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us. I appreciate it.
I'm Troy Shockley, and that's it for Coffee Break today. Be sure to check us out on iTunes. Head on over. Give us a review there. That's always much appreciated. Or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Coffee Break, brought to you by News Radio 95 KCAP and sponsored by Kelly DeWolf, your reverse mortgage funding specialist at 1422 Cedar Street, Helena. Kelly DeWolf, reverse mortgage funding specialist. Kelly DeWolf at reversefunding.com. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you back here tomorrow.